Hello.
Hello, we're calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. In this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote?
Democrat.
All Democrats?
All Democrats.
Thank you. Which of the following seven reasons is the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? One, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. Two, to stop Texas's Show Me Your Papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. Three, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. Four, to stop Texas's extreme abortion ban. Five, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if they have mental illness history. Six, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Or seven, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable.
All the above, actually. They're all good. They're all the good reasons to vote Democrat.
Which one do you say is your biggest motivator?
To keep Donald Trump out of the White House. It'll fix all the rest.
And which one do you say is your second biggest, the next biggest motivator?
I'm not sure. I don't remember all of them. I don't remember all of the ones that you said. One of them, the abortion rights. I think that's very important. The rights for women.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas's anti-abortion laws? One, punishes doctor who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Two, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Three, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Four, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Or five, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk.
Taking the rights away from women for abortion.
Thank you. What is your gender? Male, female, or other?
Female.
Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65.
Do you consider yourself
over.
Thank you. We're almost done with the survey, ma'am. These are just statistical questions. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Yes.
Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
No.
Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. TV channels like CNN or MSNBC.
MSNBC.
TV streaming like Hulu, SBN, Peacock, or Paramount?
No, I don't use any of those.
Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram?
No, I don't use any of those.
TV channels like Fox News, or what's it called? One American News Network?
No, I don't use that.
YouTube TV?
No.
And Facebook?
No, I don't rely on Facebook.
Okay, that concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation and answering all the questions.
Alrighty, thank you.
Have a good day, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.